till I leave this heartache in the dust. Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
Yes, my friends, Phil Nee saying happy trails until we talk again later. Yeah, have a good one, everyone, and stay tuned. We have the morning show coming up in just a bit. Right now it is news time at 9 o'clock, sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Good morning. It is 33 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration offering a mass buyout to federal employees as it tries to restructure the federal government. A federal judge temporarily blocking the freeze on all spending for programs. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Trump's plan to halt potentially billions of dollars in federal assistance has been placed on hold. The broad directive sparked confusion even at bigger programs like Medicaid, which provides health insurance for 72 million low-income Americans. States reporting they couldn't access the Medicaid online portal, instead receiving a warning about possible payment delays due to executive orders regarding potentially unallowable grant payments.
A vote today expected on the confirmation of Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi. Confirmation hearings begin today for HHS Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Death toll in India 17 when pilgrims stormed a riverbank where people had been sleeping. This is ABC News. A Temple University freshman has died after falling off a light pole and hitting his head in the middle of the celebrations after the Eagles' NFC Championship win. In the past, Philadelphia has greased light poles to keep people off of them. Under investigation now, a fighter jet crash in Alaska. The pilot of an F-35 jet had to eject just before it slammed into the ground. ABC News contributor and former Marine Corps pilot Steve Ganyard says,
there's clearly video that will allow any kind of a mishap investigation board to get to the bottom of why this occurred. And there is a sort of black box on this airplane that will help investigators determine what happened. And of course, there's the pilot to give the pilots debrief of why they pulled the handle and ejected.
The pilot is in stable condition. More of America's kids are having a tough time in school. The new National Assessment of Education Progress shows reading scores among fourth and eighth graders down 5 points, math scores down 3 points. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Our hours through Valentine's Day will be Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 3. All garnet jewelry is on sale. Save 20% on your January birthstones. Also, a great gem color for a Valentine's gift for your sweetheart at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The best place to catch a Friday night fish dinner is the Phoenix Center. Dine in or carry out delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Fish is served from 4 to 8 p.m. Fridays only. The Phoenix Center serves food and fun every day. The pizza is out of this world, and after a great meal, make it an even better night with a game of bowling. The Phoenix Center is family fun at its best, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Sunday. The Phoenix Center, this area's go-to spot for good times and great food.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high in the low 40s today. Tonight, mostly clear and quiet with a low of 22. Thursday, sunny at times and a high of 52. Thursday night, a low of 30. Friday, 39. And Saturday, 36, with a 40% chance of light snow showers in the late afternoon. Sunday, a high of 48 degrees.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
Mark your calendars. The Pine River Sports Association Spring Gun Show is coming up on February 7th and 8th at the Richland Center Community Center. Join us Friday from 3 to 8 and Saturday 8 to 3 for this highly anticipated event featuring up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Enjoy concessions provided by the local Boy Scout troop while you browse. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association can't wait to see you February 7th and 8th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show. Don't miss it!
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at wilkinsonauctions.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
On our morning show from WRCO Radio, we have a great fun subject. Sunday Fun Day dances will now resume. And Colleen Schrader and Colleen Pulvermacher are in the studio to talk a little bit about that very event. It sounds like the first ones last year were kind of successful, Colleen.
They were, yes, indeed. We were really pleased with the turnout. It turned out to be a beautiful day, so it was tempting to be outside, but a number of people came, and we were really very happy with the turnout.
Yeah. Colleen Schrader, I think when you were organizing it, you were kind of nervous. You didn't know exactly what was going to happen. It sounds like it turned out all right.
It did very well. A number of people asked, well, will this become a regular thing? Will you do this again? And we told them that we certainly hoped so. Well, winter and all that stuff comes and goes and life gets too busy. And getting the callers and the musicians, we have to work with their schedule and work with the schedule in the community center will have an open Sunday for us. So it's not something that I can be on a regular schedule, I don't think. But we are fitting it in where we can.
And on the 16th of February, which is still a little ways off, but I think people are going to, that's going to be like maybe the coming out, the spring fever dance in some ways, right?
That would be a great opportunity for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about the first one, Colleen Pulvermacher, and it went well. What was the popular dance there that day?
Oh, gosh. Well, my favorites that I think were a big hit with everybody are those reels that gets everybody involved. And the West Fork gals, the five ladies providing the music and the caller, you know, they tell you what to do. And you just are following the directions, leave everything else in your mind off to the side, follow the directions, move with the group, smile, have fun. I think people really enjoyed that. You don't have to worry about having a partner. Everybody just gets in there and enjoys it together. So, yeah, that was really fun.
How hard is it to follow directions then, like on these reels? Because that's where I would probably struggle a little bit.
It's really not difficult at all because the caller literally walks you through some of the movements before they start in with the music. Mm-hmm. And they'll kind of teach someone who doesn't know certain calls. And there's the Virginia reel, the reels that Colleen was referring to. You kind of have a line of people, you face each other across two different lines, and then you'll kind of take the head couple, so the top couple will go all the way down through and then come on back up, and it just kind of spins off to the next couple. But the caller, very, very patient and very, very experienced in what she does. And with that said, I just would like to point out that this month, or the February 16th, we have been told that Sue Hulsether from the Viroqua area will be our caller, and she's a very experienced caller. And the West Fork gals, the musicians that we had back in May, are coming again. So we're familiar with their music and the energy that they have, just a whole lot of fun. And they said that it was okay for me to put a shout out that they have their square dance the second Saturday of every month from September through May at the Banquet Hall in the Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. So they would love to have people come out and see them there also. But once again, they come to us so that we can have this event here in Richland Center.
Yeah. And we've gone to that, and we've had a great time. At the Old Oak Inn, there were a number of people from this area there.
Right.
So that inspired us to think, hey, maybe we could bring this to our community. So
That's where it kind of began for you. Were you just watchers at first? I mean, did you partake?
Oh, no. We jumped right in there.
Right in. I admire that. Because I was going to say, it would be fun just to be a mouse in the corner and watch it then in some ways, right?
Yeah.
Several people did that at our May event. Mm-hmm. You know, we tried to get them out there and get involved, and they're like, no, I think I'll just watch. And we had residents from Pine Valley, one of their coordinators, brought a van load of folks in their wheelchairs, and they just sat and enjoyed tapping their toes and watching it. And you know, you don't have to participate if you want to just come and watch and laugh along with everyone else having a good time, and just a good social outing on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. And there is no substitute for live music.
Right.
Love live music. It just makes such a difference. And just for those people, residents coming from Pine Valley, they're waving at people, they're interacting, they're feeling part of the community. That is a beautiful thing to witness.
Tell me about the band, Colleen Schrader, then. What instruments do they have in their band?
Oh, boy, he would put that
I'm
on
glad
me.
You gave her that question.
Sure.
I'm not much of an instrument person, but I think they had fiddle and banjo and violin and, you know, just like I say, I'm not a musical person at all and not familiar with what all those gadgets are. But they do a great job at putting the music together, and right.
It reminds me of like an old-time barn dance in some
exactly.
ways.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Where they used to have those, and instruments that are not necessarily electronic, that they're just, you know, playing there, and it's got that old-timey feel to it, too.
I'm trying to remember, did they plug into electrical or just for their speakers? Maybe. I'm not 100%
sure. I'm not
sure.
Jody helped them get set up. So I'm not quite sure.
But all we know is they know their craft, and they do a great job at it, and mm-hmm. we are so excited to have them coming back to visit us again.
Yeah. Awesome. And you mentioned Jody. They've been very cooperative at the community center.
Oh, they've been wonderful. Right. I mean, you know, their whole focus of the community center is to get people out and active and connected with one another. And this coincides with that. So they've been very generous in giving us the gym for this afternoon, and we really appreciate it. Jenna in the office can just whip out these beautiful flyers and help us get the word out. So, yeah, it's a wonderful collaboration. So, yes, we're very indebted to them for that.
The dances are listed on your flyer. So you mm-hmm. talked a little bit about the reels. Square dances. Have you both taken part in the square dances? You've got experience, don't you, Colleen Schrader?
Definitely, yes. My late husband Bill and I danced in Madison for several years before we moved out here. We were actually in a square dance club monthly, potluck and dancing, and had a great time and missed it for a lot of years since we moved out here, and now very excited to be back into it.
Did you used to wear the big flowing
Never.
Dress? Never? You didn't
Never.
Do that?
Never.
Now, my square dancing experience was in a gym in the 70s in Fayette class.
Yes.
And I believe I had to dance with a boy with sweaty hands. So, yeah, I have a few different memories of square dancing.
Ed's hands aren't sweaty, though.
They are not.
No.
But yeah. It sure is fun now.
But I do remember learning about it in Fayette and all the right. terms, you know, Alaman left and,
yep.
you know, sachet.
Dominate.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep.
Can you give us any insight into any of those or what they mean, Colleen Schrader?
It's not really easy to describe it in vocal.
Uh-huh.
It's so much better to be seen. So they'll walk you through that. All of those things, they kind of show you. I understand that there's quite a number of calls, and all of the years that Bill and I did it in Madison, we might have learned about 12 calls, and I know there's got to be many, many more than that.
Yeah.
But we were, it was a low, intermediate type of group that we were with. Even though people had been doing it for many years, we just had fun doing the easier basic calls.
And as you mentioned, if you listen, the caller tells you what to do, right?
Right. Once you understand what the description of that call
yeah.
is.
And we found when we were at the Old Oak Inn that first night, there are people there that do this often, and they kind of have a radar for helping other people. They'll say, oh, come this way, you know, shake your hand, and, you know, da-da-da. They know the thing to do and go to the right. And if you happen to go to the left, they'll go, oh, over here, Phil. Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
They're not going to leave you out there and make you look foolish or anything.
No.
Help one another out.
The one thing that I found very exciting back in May was the age range. The youngsters, we had probably 4 or 5-year-olds out there mm-hmm. along with their parent mm-hmm. and you know, you just, when you have the, where you make the arch with your hands so that somebody goes under the arch, you know, you just have to improvise a little
sure.
bit when you've got those little
sure.
4-year-olds.
Right,
right,
but
right.
All good fun. Everybody laughing and yeah. having a great time.
And it's meant to be family friendly for sure.
Definitely.
And it's free. So it's also, you know, open to everybody. Everybody is welcome. No need for a partner. Just bring your dance and shoes. And if that's a pair of tennis, that's just fine.
Yeah, that does take me back, though, because I went to dances with my parents, you know, and that's mm-hmm. that's kind of how you learned. And, you know, that is a little bit of a throwback. What a fun family activity, Carleen.
Right, definitely.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. So we hope people will do that. Contras. I'm not sure. What is it? What is a contra?
It's similar to a Virginia reel, I guess. You've got two lines facing each other, and you may step across to each other and kind of clap hands and then back up and do that again and then angle to the right to a different partner. It's, once again, the calls will help you know where to go and what to do. And when Colleen was pointing out that some of the very well-seasoned dancers will help redirect you. And you don't have to ever worry about anybody getting all upset if you don't do it quite right.
Right.
They'll just redirect you and help you get back on track.
Right.
I love to watch people that really know how to do it. And, you know, and we're talking about waltzes.
Yes.
Just to, you know, again, to watch somebody that really knows how to do it, it's fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And on the waltz, last May, they were doing a waltz, and my father-in-law was saying, "Oh, no, I don't want to do that." He's 94 years old at that time. We did a waltz. It wasn't real long, but we did it, and that was a good moment for us.
Yeah, just have to be able to count one, two, three, right?
Yep, yeah.
So you'll have some light refreshments. Can you tell us about what you're going to have?
Yeah, the Boaz Boosters 4-H Club will be providing light refreshments, and then, of course, they get any money that they generate from that. We really just want this to be very, very simple. Just come and gather, give a nonprofit group in our community, serving our youth, giving a chance to earn a little bit of money, have fun. Come when you can. The dance is from 1 until 4, so if you don't get there till 2 or you're there right at 1, you know, it's just come when you can and enjoy.
You have to, I presume, pay the musicians and pay the caller. Is that correct? How do you generate money to offset that?
We have a free will donation
container
at the entry. And this community, we have learned in anything you go to with a free will donation is you come out with enough to cover your musicians and your caller.
Yeah, we must have had enough last May because they're willing to come back. So, yeah. And you can tell they're having a great time, too. These five ladies playing their instruments and providing all this entertainment for us. So, yeah. What we get in that donation, you had a container goes all in to pay the band and the caller.
What is the plan? I mean, if this goes well, are you looking at maybe doing more during the year?
Right now we have March 16th is also committed. They have also committed to us on that. Uncertain as to who the caller will be or who the players will be, whether it's the same ones or not. They haven't had anyone be able to commit to that date yet, but I was told recently that, yes, they will provide for us again on March 16th. So same setup as February 16th from 1 until 4 at the community center. Mm-hmm. Free will donation, and we'll come up with a refreshments, someone to do refreshments again for us.
It's a good chance to make new friends, Colleen.
Absolutely. And you know, connection is so important in our mental health, and this is just a great way to do that. It doesn't have to be a deep conversation. It might be somebody you meet, like, doing one of these dances, and then afterwards you say, "Wow, that was fun," and you kind of smile, and, you know, you might spark a conversation, and that is a wonderful thing and so very important. And I know that coincides with the goals of the community center in terms of recreation, connection, building community. All of that comes together.
You two, have you been friends for a long time or a short time?
Well, our husbands were together in the Knights of Columbus.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And so that's been a number of years. And so, yeah, we have a lot of common interests, like to play pickleball, to walk, you know, like to do a lot of the same things. So,
how's pickleball going, by the way?
Oh, it's going really well. I missed you there today, Colleen Schrader. Yeah, we have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I've got to come out and maybe broadcast one of those matches.
That would be fun.
It would be.
Yeah. We have a tremendous turnout. You know, 12 people can play at a time in our indoor courts. And today I think we had about 26 people. So you have a little waiting time while you're waiting for it to get into a game. And, oh, my goodness, all kinds of shenanigans and visiting and laughter and recipe sharing and did you see this movie? Are you going to the community forum? You know, whatever. Lots of chatter. Love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, and you have different levels. So if I went out there, you'd take it easy on me, right?
We would. The first time or two, I think.
And then after that. You're swinging for the fence after that.
We have a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. But this is just such a great positive thing for the community. And I just hope a lot of people will come out on the 16th and kind of get the season started out really well. Anything else either of you'd like to add about the event? Or do we cover it pretty well?
Yeah, I think we covered it. Thank you so much for your time and the ability to share the news that this is coming, something to look forward to in February.
All right. Yeah, no advance tickets to show up at the door.
No, heck no.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for coming in today, Colleen.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you again for inviting us.
No problem. Glad the Colleens have joined forces here to put on something great in the community. The Sunday Fun Day Dance coming up Sunday, February 16th from 1 until 4 at the Richland Center Community Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
On the next part of our morning show, we bring Lorna Maxwell into the morning show studios. She is the head of the NASCAR Fans United Grace Team, and 'tis the season for lots of events going on. Lorna,
yes,
good morning.
Yes, there are. Good morning.
You have certainly a craft fair that we talk about regularly,
yes,
and then a new event for Grace. But
right,
let's talk about the craft fair first of all.
Okay, our craft fair is coming up real soon. It doesn't seem like it with the weather, but April 5th, Saturday, April 5th. From 9 to 3 at the lower level of the Ramada. And we are hoping to have as many wonderful vendors as we've had in the past. There's still space available if someone wants to be a vendor. You can contact me, or April Shilgen is in charge of the craft fair for our team. And she's always taken care of it and done a really good job. We have the spring one, and then we have the fall one. But the spring one is coming up April 5th. At the lower level of the Ramada Inn.
No offense to the fall one, but there's something special about the spring one, right?
Yes, people are ready to get out,
yes,
and about and, you know, look at something exciting, some spring things. And so I think that's a good one when we have that also, because people can buy decorations for spring or whatever people, vendors are selling. So yes, it's an exciting time.
Yeah, typically there'll be more spring and summer decor,
yes,
available, right?
Yes, it'll be more, you know, and spring and Easter related things.
Oh, sure.
But yes, spring type things.
So this is sponsored by your NASCAR Fans United Grace Team. Is this one of your fundraisers?
Yes, this is one of our money makers. Yes, NASCAR Fans United. We've had a team since Grace started 20 years ago. It'll be 21 now.
22.
Okay.
Yep.
Time flies. But yes, we've had a team since the beginning and have been very active. I don't know how many brat stands we've had in the past, but we, you know, aren't doing those as much anymore. But we have our main ones that we do, which are the craft fairs. So, yes.
Well, I salute your team because you kind of do think outside the box, you know, not just the typical food stand. You've got some things in the works here that are,
yes,
pretty cool.
Yes. We have a new exciting event coming up that I'm very excited about. It's going to be a quilt gala, and it's a fundraiser for Grace, and it's going to be in May, Saturday, May 17th, at the community center, the Richland Center Community Center. And the reason I wanted to be on now in January is to get, you know, ask people to donate quilts or any quilted item. It can be a wall hanging, it can be a table runner, it can be placemats, whatever it is that's quilted and handmade. And I know we have many, many talented quilters in our community. People don't realize how much talent we have in the community as quilters. And our event is going to feature quilts and quilted things. We're going to have an auction, have an auctioneer to auction them off. It will start at, the doors open at 6, it's in the evening, and there's a $10 fee to come in, and the auction will start at 8. We are going to have wine and beer available for purchase, and we're going to have finger foods so that, you know, they get in the mood to buy a quilt, spend their money on a quilt, and it's going to be fun and fancy. So we're hoping people will come dressed up in a prom-like dress, a mother of the bride dress, you know, anything that's dressy. Black tie if you'd like, but you don't have to, you know, just a nice shirt and tie or whatever. But we want it to be a gala, a happy time, you know, that's fun and fancy. And then if you are willing to donate a quilt or quilted item, please contact me. I'm keeping track of who I've mailed out over 40 letters to quilters that I know are quilters asking for donations. But I know there are more out there that I probably haven't reached. And the other thing I would like to ask for is if there are long arm quilters, if they would be willing to give a discount on quilting a quilt that's going to be auctioned off in our quilt gala. Because, you know, you make the quilt, you buy the fabric, make the quilt, which is not cheap anymore. Fabric has gone up in price. Then you need to have it quilted. And some people quilt their own, and some take it to a long-arm quilter. So if a long-arm quilter is willing to quilt one of the quilts for the gala, I would hope or wish that they would give them a discount. And if they're willing to do that, please contact me, and I will let people that are going to make quilts for the gala know this information so that they can have their quilt quilted by a long-arm quilter.
For those of us who are quilt knowledge challenged, what is a long-arm quilter?
Okay, good question. A long-arm quilter is a long-arm quilting machine is as big as a room, you know, and so you put your quilt on it, your batting, the top, and then you have a long-arm quilting device on it that moves and quilts the quilt. This can be by computer or it can be by the person running the machine, but it's a lot easier than quilting a quilt on your regular machine. But some people do that way. It's a lot of wrestling with a quilt to quilt a quilt on a regular machine. But a long arm quilter, you know, has it all laid out. And then they quilt, and then they roll it, and then they quilt, and then they roll it, and they can move the long arm part of the quilting machine to do that.
Thank you. Now I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
This is such an excellent idea, Lorna. So where did you come up with the idea for this gala?
Well, this was my epiphany in the middle of the night. I just didn't feel that people who donated quilts got the attention they needed or the credit for it, which then doesn't get a good price for the quilt for the donation for Grace either. And I just felt they weren't getting the attention they needed. So I thought we needed to do this. And I'm very excited about it. I received an email yesterday of someone who's donating two quilts. Everybody I've talked to is excited about it, and I'm excited about it to feature quilters in this community because we have many talented quilters in this community.
Yeah, you and I talked about it off the air a little bit, but we've seen lots of auctions and, you know,
yes,
where you feel bad because you're like, I know the hours this person put into
yes.
it, the money, and it's
yes.
it's not going for that. And I mean, auctions, it's human nature. You want a bargain.
Yes.
But I think there's a chance here where
true.
They're going to get their true worth,
yes.
right?
Yes. But and it's a donation to Grace, you know, to look at it that way. The money is going to Grace for research or for use in the community, which Grace does a wonderful job at. And many, I think all families have been touched by cancer. I mean, our family certainly. My husband died of cancer. My dad died of bone cancer. My mother died of leukemia. My brother died of gastric cancer. You know, and that's just family. You know, you have friends that have had cancer. And so the sooner we can eliminate it, the happier we will all be. I mean, that's my thought. And so anything that I can do for Grace or my family can do for Grace, we do, because we know it's a wonderful cause. And it's community, you know, it's helping people in our community, your neighbors, your family. So it's very important.
Yeah, you just spoke the reason why you're so motivated, didn't you?
Yes,
yeah.
yes.
That's amazing. You guys do some great things. So you want to get people motivated now
yes.
to start working on a quilt or maybe put a bug in somebody's ear who
yes,
does work.
Yes, tell someone else. Or maybe you have a UFO, we call it in the quilting world, unfinished object, you know, that you could pull out and finish, or already finished. And, you know, quilters, we don't have somebody in mind most times, but sometimes we do for the quilt we're making. So, you know, you could, hopefully, if you have one already made, it would be fantastic. Or if you have a UFO that you could take out and finish. But yes, I'm a quilter. My sister is a quilter. My mother was a quilter. You know, so I'm a avid quilt fan. But and people who will come to the event also who maybe aren't quilters, save your money, bring it to the quilt auction. You know, and support Grace that way by purchasing one of our quilts.
It's another big event for Grace. I know there's one going on this weekend, the bowling tournament Rod Reitz puts on every year. So it's off and running with that season.
Yes.
And then the 17th is also the day where they're going to have the walk run for Grace earlier in the day, right?
That's in the morning, earlier in the day, you know, so you've still got time to go home and get fixed up for the quilt gala in the evening, which is, you know, what we hope you will do. So we're excited about doing this.
Or maybe you could do the run in your tuxedo, whatever you want to do.
Oh, yes, right? And advertise for us. That would or your prom or your tutu,
sure,
you know, whatever. Yes, yeah. We will take that, yes.
I think it's an excellent idea. And I'm guessing you're hoping there'll be quilts of all shapes and sizes.
Yes. You know, bed quilts, wall hangings, wall quilts, which is, you know, a bigger quilt than you would use for wall hanging, but smaller than you would put on a bed. Table runners. I wanted to open it up to other things because not everyone has a place for a quilt or wants to spend that much money on a quilt. So other quilted items, a wall hanging, a table runner, you know, placemats, whatever, it's still a quilted item and handmade, and it's, you know, donation for Grace.
You said you're a quilter. How long does it typically take you to make a quilt?
It depends on what kind of a quilt you're making.
Okay.
You know? If it's a pieced quilt, you know, you may work on it a few months. You may work on it years. You know, you may start it and put it away and get it out later. An appliqué quilt takes a very long time because it's all hand done. It just depends on what kind of quilt you're making. Some, you know, I've made a couple quilts that took me 2 years to do. And I mean, that's not working on it every day, but every time you can think about working on it, you do. And so they take a long time, a lot of energy, a lot of money to buy the fabric. Yeah.
Do you have a few started and you're just kind of, you know, oh, I'm going to work on this one today or this one tomorrow?
Yes. Well, most times, but personally, I like to start on one and stick with it and try to finish it, you know, which may take me a year, may take me a few months or whatever. But yes, and some have two or three going at the same time, whatever. Yeah.
You can buy some really amazing pictures that you can put in them too.
Yes. Now, I haven't figured that out yet, but I'm hoping that we can find a way to put pictures out of quilts that are donated, you know, so that we can do advertising that way or people can see, you know, what kind of quilts we'll have for sale. I haven't figured that out yet. I'm not a techie person, so I don't know. If anybody has any ideas on how to do that, let me know. I'd be very happy to know that, you know, a way of putting them out there. And I know there's Facebook and all of these other things, but...
Well, we're putting the word out there.
Yes, word is out there. Please start.
Somebody can help.
Please start making a quilt or quilted item for our quilt gala.
But you know, and I know that a lot of times pictures don't do the quilts justice.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's just a chance to see about what it's going to look like. Yeah, it's not a true picture of it.
As far as the quilters in the area, I know there's a quilt guild that's very active.
Yes.
How often do you guys get together?
We get together once a month, and I've already twisted arms there and asked for, you know, quilts. I'm trying to get a hold of the Viroqua Quilt Guild, and I don't know who to contact. If somebody knows that, please call me. I would like to ask that group. And I know that there's a quilt guild called Peacemakers, and I know someone connected with that. So I've tried to find that information. So, yes.
Typically at these kind of events, does somebody maybe donate one that's been a family heirloom, like an antique quilt? Is that a possibility?
That's a possibility. That certainly would be awesome. Yes. Or, you know, a relative who's passed away and was a quilter and you want to honor them, you know, you donate a quilt in their honor. Most of us are selfish and want to keep those heirlooms to ourselves. But, you know, yes, that would be wonderful. And you know, if it's a quilt you've purchased somewhere, just so long it's homemade and not made in China or whatever, you know, they certainly could do that also.
They really accent a room, don't they?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know, you can hang them on a wall. You can put them on your bed. You know, my extra ones I put on my spare bed, so it's, you know, quilt deep, piled up. That keeps them nice and flat so they don't get, you know, fold lines. But, yes, a quilt, you know, any quilted item, you know, decorates your home, adds to the wonderful colors you have or whatever. Yeah.
Do you have a personal favorite quilt, Lorna?
a personal favorite.
All-time fave, number one?
Well, I have made a couple of quilts that took me a long, long time. I made a quilt with hexagon pieces that was paper pieced, and it took me 2 years to make it. And there were thousands of pieces in this quilt. They were all hexagons or one-inch squares, and they were paper pieced, so you sew them together after you sew the fabric onto paper. Right now, I'm working on a clamshell quilt, which it looks like a clam. It's like a half circle, but you have to cut the pieces out and then shape them to the clamshell and press them, base them, and then applique it together. That'll probably be a 2 or 3 year project. I don't know. But any quilt, with red in it, for me, I love red. For some people, it's blue, you know, if there's blue in it. But I don't know. Everyone I look at is a favorite one at the time.
Yeah, interesting. And when you make a quilt, let's say it takes you 2 years, do you have a celebration when you're done, or is it kind of bittersweet? It's like, oh, man, I enjoyed working on that.
A little of both. You know, it's finally finished. I am always happy to be sewing the binding on a quilt because I know it's finished. You know, some people hate to sew the bindings on, but to me, that's part of the celebration. I know I'm done with this quilt when I'm sewing the binding on it. Yes.
Well, the special night coming up on the 17th of May and a gala, I think it could be a nice couples night, right?
Oh, yes.
Date night.
Oh, yes. Buy your sweetheart or your wife a quilt. Yes, yes. If you want to get a hold of me, my phone number is 608-647-4234. And my email is plumberry, PLUMBERRY, house, HOUSE, at yahoo.com. So, you know, if you want to contact me, I would be thrilled if you're willing to make a quilt or a quilted item for our quilt gala.
Yeah, put the word out there, and we just hope we have good response. Grace has had good response from quilters for years, hasn't it?
Yes, wonderful, wonderful donations, yes.
And this is the place to put them, because I know we're going to have some other auctions coming up, but I think one that just focuses on quilts, I think you're going to get the most help for Grace, aren't
you? Yes, I hope so. Yeah. And again, the craft fair is April 5th, Saturday, April 5th, in the lower level of the Ramada. And if you're a crafter and you want to have something in the craft fair, you can contact me or April Shilgen.
How much do you normally charge to be a vendor for the craft fair?
Or does it vary? I don't even run it. So I'm thinking $30, $35 a space.
Pretty
I may
reasonable.
Be wrong.
Mm-hmm. Probably depends on how much space you need.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Good. So we'll put that word out. That's April 5th. The Fundraiser for Grace Quilt Gala is Saturday, September 17th at the community.
No, May.
What did I say?
September.
Oh, well, May.
May.
Well, we could have one in September, too, but May 17th.
Well, we could. No, we're good doing this one September 17th.
May. I just made you say September.
Yes. We're confusing each other. It's Saturday, May 17th, 2025, this year.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add about either event, Lauren?
No, I appreciate all the support we get. You know, people who are participating in our events, the vendors, the people that come to buy the crafts, hopefully the quilters and the people that come to buy quilts, I appreciate them very much.
Do you need any hangers? I mean, you're going to have to...
No, I have connections.
Oh!
Our quilt guild has a quilt show every year, and we have stands to hang quilts on, so I'm borrowing those so we can display them very well, which is wonderful. That will be a great help.
Sure.
Yes.
Or do you need people to carry them around and
We will hang them up, and we will have a white glove or a glove policy. We don't want everybody touching the quilts because you end up with grease from your fingers on them. So we will have gloves if you have you just got to touch it or turn it around or whatever. People can wear to touch the quilts. But we don't really like people to be handling the quilts. So they'll be hanging up so that they can see them front and back, and they can put gloves on if they want to touch them or get close and touch or whatever. Yes.
Well, we hope it goes well. We know it will. And so you're putting the word out for people to make them. I know you're going to come back. And the next time you come, hopefully you can describe some of the quilts.
Hopefully I can come back again, yes, and give you a total of, you know, what we have and describe them. That's one thing I would like the quilters to do when they bring their quilts is to write a description so we know what kind of fabric they picked, you know, what's the name of the pattern. Because there are quilters out there that maybe want to make one that they see at the show. But yes, that's important information too. And I hope I can come back and closer to May and
absolutely
talk about it again.
Well, that sounds good. Again, yes. May 17th.
May 17th.
The quilt, Kayla.
Yes,
Orna, thanks
quilt
for coming
Kayla.
In. We
get,
appreciate
it. Get your dressy clothes out or go to the thrift shop and pick out some beautiful outfit there. I mean, they have fancy clothes that come in there. Yeah.
They sure do.
Yes.
And sometimes you need an excuse to buy them and wear them, right?
Yes, yes.
So this will be it. Well, thanks for coming in, Lorna.
Thank you.
And
thank
we
you.
Appreciate everything that you guys do for Grace.
I appreciate your time.
The NASCAR Fans United Grace team, again, the Craft Spring Craft Fair is coming up April 5th, the Quilt Gala on May 17th, the fundraiser for Grace at the Richland Center Community Center.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Valentine's Day. Yep, it's almost here again. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and I have to ask, has Valentine's Day gotten boring at your house? I have a way to get some sparkle in her eyes for you. Sparkling diamonds. We have so many diamonds just waiting to be matched up to the perfect woman. Earrings, necklaces, bracelets, and of course rings. Maybe you want to upgrade her old diamond. We do that right here too. To make it easier, we offer financing with approved credit, and we have just lowered our diamond prices to make it easier than ever for you to get a larger diamond. Let's make a deal. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center. Happy Valentine's Day.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Networking for your business or home computer is a must. Put your trust in the locally owned and staffed Computer Doctors. They'll build the computer you want, whether it's for online gaming, business applications, or endless hours of surfing, all at a price you can afford. Computer Doctors keeps you connected with the latest advances in today's fast-paced world, giving you peace of mind with a safe, reliable computer. Visit Computer Doctors at 122 West Court Street, downtown Richland Center, or call 647-5986.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Thanks to our guests, the two Colleens earlier today and Lorna Maxwell as well, talking about unique community events. That's what I'm talking about. It's nice to see teams kind of thinking outside the box and putting on some new events for Grace and kind of getting that spark back. But that Quilt Gala, I think, is an awesome idea. And I'm just going to probably hide my checkbook because June will want to buy a bunch of quilts. But nonetheless, that's a good problem to have. May 17th is that event. Tomorrow we're going to welcome in some really unique and really nice group of students from Argentina that are currently in the community. I know they're staying with several families in the area and attending events at Richland Center High School. You may have seen them at your local church or possibly at a game as well. But we'll meet them, talk with them tomorrow on Thursday. Also later this week, we'll talk about a new and unique and interesting business in the area, English Prairie Distillery. We'll have a chance to chat about that on Friday. And the morning show schedule for February, starting to fill up. We've got some of our regular friends, but we've got some new friends coming in as well. And if you'd like some time, just give me a call or email me, message me at the radio station, and we'd love to promote your community event or your unique business. We talked about this on last week's morning show, but it's an important reminder. Tonight is the community forum to be held to provide Richland County residents updates and the opportunity to ask questions. The forum will be held tonight. It starts at 6 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center, and a time for questions and answers on topics such as campus reconfiguration, the campus gymnasium, and the Simons Recreation Complex will be provided. Thanks for joining us for today's morning show. Thomas, NWRCO, one of our favorite singers. Coming up next, our 10 o'clock update. We're up to 34 degrees.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 2 million federal employees are being given buyout offers.
In an email with the subject line, fork in the road, those interested in the buyout told to reply with one